Greg, good innings by yourself, but he's in a strong position, but just let it slide there.
Yeah, I suppose if I'm going to be critical of myself, I probably got out with, I think it was about 4.5 overs to go. Maybe cost us 30 to 40 runs if I could have stayed in there with Grum and his power hitting. Whether we would have had enough being 260, 270. But it was...
It's a different game then, isn't it, when they're chasing 260?
Yeah, different game. They maybe have to play a little bit differently at the start when Kevin Points came together. I guess Kevin and Points gave a couple of chances, half chances maybe, but we just didn't take them. And probably that's what cost us a little bit of sloppiness in the field. So that's something to work on for the next game.
Yeah, and they seem to have a good attitude there until those two drop catches really just seem to take any heart he's had.
Yeah, I think at that point we knew that with Kev and Point, two international players at the crease, and we'll have to take every chance they give. Yeah, the buzz was good in the field. We rallied round with the bat, having had a difficult start. I mean, I think Leinster probably had the best of bowling conditions there. Probably the sun's out now, the wind's died down, it's probably flattened out. But... We there was a good buzz at times, and just when two boys are striking it as well as those two did at the end there, it's tough to stay on top in terms of a buzz or anything like that.
You mentioned the conditions, but you just won the toss and elected to bat.
We did. I think Jonesy wanted to be positive, and I think it was a statement of intent there to let's go at Leinster, and I think we're intent this season to not just... not that last year we did just turn up and see what happened, but I think we're keen this year to really give it a proper go, and I think there's a better buzz around the place this year, and that's credit to Shano, to Jonesy and to the two coaches that are working and the guys that are buying into that philosophy.
You batted very well, very positively yourself from the start. Ireland's youngest ever international. It's a long time ago now since your debut, 12 years ago. Are they still aspirations in that direction from yourself? Maybe the T20, we didn't play very well. Is that something you'd be looking at?
At the minute, I'm enjoying my cricket. I was able to work in the EPP programme over the winter, and... I guess I'm a little bit ahead of the guys. I'm not used to starting the season quickly, so at the minute I'm just backing myself and I'm playing the shots that I've practiced hard, and I doubt that's ever going to come around my way again, but who knows. I want to play positive cricket, and wherever that takes me, hopefully it'll be success for the Knights and trophies for Warrenstown.